There are far fewer women's colleges in the U.S. than there used to be. Sweetbriar College in Virginia recently announced it'll be closing later this year. As WYPR's John Lee reports, the news comes as Maryland's only women's college, Notre Dame of Maryland University in Baltimore, is preparing to inaugurate its 14th president next month.
Elizabeth Tran from Columbia, Maryland, is finishing her second year at Notre Dame. Tran says when she was looking at colleges, going to a women's college didn't cross her mind. But Tran took a tour and liked what she saw.
The small class sizes and the professors just all seemed very nice, and they really wanted to work with you. And just everyone I met, like everyone smiled at you when you walked by.
But while Tran enrolled at Notre Dame, her story reveals a problem for women's colleges. She ended up there by happenstance. Fewer high school girls are seeking all-female colleges. According to the Women's College Coalition, in 1960, there were 230 all-female colleges in the U.S. and Canada. Now, there are 47, and it's about to be 46. Sweetbriar College in Virginia recently announced it will close in August because of dropping enrollment. So, how to turn that around? Mary Lou Yam is the new president at Notre Dame. She says when a college sees enrollment declining, it needs to change to survive.
You need to begin to say, okay, now what's happening here? Are there majors that we should be offering? Are there other programs at the institution that we should be offering?
Yam says Notre Dame is doing just that. For instance, they hope to get state approval to offer a doctorate in higher education. The program would be fully online. Unlike Sweetbriar, Notre Dame's enrollment is increasing. Last fall, there were 500 students in the women's college. This fall, they hope to make it 510. They're also targeting Sweetbriar students looking for a new academic home. Notre Dame is offering scholarships, waiving application fees, and guaranteeing housing for Sweetbriar transfers. Notre Dame senior Lynette Hodge of St. Mary's County says going from one women's college to another would make things easier on the Sweetbriar students.
I think it would just be easier to come to a school where you're understood already. I just feel terrible for them.
Students and professors alike say what a women's college offers is the chance for a student to grow, to spread her wings, without being trampled on in class by more assertive males. Ann Henderson is the chairwoman of Notre Dame's History and Political Science Department.
I do remember being in a mixed-sex environment. It was highly competitive. It was almost cutthroat. And if you didn't have the debate skills going into the class, you're either going to learn them by being thrown in the deep end, or you're just going to be silent.
There is more to Notre Dame than the women's college. There's an adult undergraduate program, as well as schools of nursing, pharmacy, and education. These programs are co-ed, but even with that, women make up 95% of the student body. Yam says Notre Dame is the second largest provider of new teachers in Maryland, behind Towson University.
Now, sometimes we're third. But this fall, we did pass U of M, University of Maryland. We just squeaked by them.
Yam, who has been on the job 8 months, says she was drawn to Notre Dame in part because she says it's a legendary institution. Founded in 1895, it was the first Catholic women's college in the U.S. to grant a baccalaureate degree. Her formal inauguration is April 17th. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.